Chapter 19. I made with Saul, and ever consign all lords of war whose sanctuaries enshrine liberticide, to sleep. With violence the lands are spread even as in Israel's day, and it repenteth me, I bred chartered armipotence lest led to feuds. Yea, grieves my heart, as then I said, to see their evil way. ... he utterance grew, and flapped like flame, and further speech I feared. But no celestial tongue to claim, and no huzzas from earthlings came, and the heavens mutely amassed as 'twere in shame till daylight disappeared. Thus ended he as night rode high the man of shining face and eye, like Moses's after Sinai. 1916. I looked up from my writing, and gave a start to see, as if wrapped in my inditing, the moon's full gaze on me. Her meditative misty head was spectral in its air, and I involuntarily said, "Had are you doing there? Oh, I've been scanning pond and hole and waterway hereabout for the body of one with a sunken soul who has put his life light out. Did you hear his frenzied tattle? It was sorrow for his son who is slain in brutish battle, though he has injured none. And now I am curious to look into the blinkered mind of one who wants to write a book in a world of such a kind." Her temper overwrought me, and I edged to shun her view, for I felt assured she thought me one who should drown him too. The coming of the end, how it came to an end. The meeting afar from the crowd, and the love looks and laughters unpenned. The parting when much was avowed, how it came to an end. It came to an end. Yes, the outgazing over the stream, with the sun on each serpentine bend, or, later, the luring moon gleam. It came to an end. It came to an end, the house building, furnishing, planting, as if there were ages to spend in welcoming, feasting, and jaunting. It came to an end. It came to an end, that journey of one day a week. Tea always goes on, said a friend, just the same in bright weathers or bleak. But it came to an end. How will come to an end this orbit so smoothly begun, unless some convulsion attend? I often said, "Hat will be done, when it comes to an end." Well, it came to an end quite silently stopped without jerk. Better close no prevision could lend. Working out as one planned it should work ere it came to an end. Afterwards, when the present has latched its postern behind my tremulous stay, and the May month flaps its glad green leaves like wings, delicate filmed as new-spun silk, will the neighbors say, "He was a man who used to notice such things?" If it be in the dusk when, like an eyelid's soundless blink, the dewfall hawk comes crossing the shades, to alight upon the wind-warped upland thorn, a gazer may think, "Oh, him, this must have been a familiar sight." If I pass during some nocturnal blackness, moody and warm, when the hedgehog travels furtively over the lawn, one may say, "He strove that such innocent creatures should come to no harm, but he could do little for them, and now he is gone?" If, when hearing that I have been stilled at last, they stand at the door, watching the full-starred heavens that winter sees, will this thought rise on those who will meet my face no more, "He was one who had an eye for such mysteries"? And will any say when my bell of quittance is heard in the gloom, and a crossing breeze cuts a pause in its outrollings, till they rise again, as they were a new bell's boom, "He hears it not now, but used to notice such things"? Footnotes. 1. Jur. Lee. 20. End of Project Gutenberg's A Text of Moments of Vision, by Thomas Hardy. MNTVS by Gutenberg Edition.